It's the Tiltcast, episode 58, Skyrim in Public.
And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. If you hear something in the background, that's because I'm not in my comfy apartment anymore.
No, we're not.
Anti-more?
Nope. Anyways, no.
That sounds like anti-more. I don't know what that is.
Anti-more?
Anti-more. Anyways, we are doing our special episode called Skyrimmed at Midnight.
Yeah,
okay. And
we're not even...
Skyrimmed in public.
Yeah, sorry, that was
there we
it.
Go, yeah,
Skyrimmed in public,
Skyrimmed
my bad.
At fail.
Yeah, Skyrimmed fail. Anyways, so we're waiting to get Skyrimmed in public tonight. Yep. At 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's the rimming hour.
12:01.
It's the rimming hour.
So yeah, but right now it's like what, 10:30?
Right now it is actually 10:31 and we just started. So what we're going to do is we're going to stay on a very tight schedule.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take 15 minutes
tight.
To ask you guys what you've been doing this week, as well as have Justin recap really fast on a special game that he played.
I love how he like has to re-explain this for them when
yes.
really he's just going, remember your damn job.
Yes, exactly. I have the timer in my hand. You guys ready?
You people suck.
Scott, what have you been doing this week?
Having fits and playing a hell of a lot of Borderlands.
20
on
seconds.
PC.
No! 20 seconds.
Not good, anyway.
Let's see. And I've also done
You purchased that on the Steam sale, didn't you?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Real cheap. I picked it up to you for like $4 or $5. Great deal.
Stupid amount. And stupid cheap.
Damn.
And it's the Game of the Year edition, so it's all four DLCs with it.
It was disabled cheap. It's like,
yeah, it was like, cheap. Yeah, it was like $5, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's $5.
It was actually, it amounted to like $7 and change, I think, after everything was said and done.
Oh, did you buy the Game of the Year?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. See, I bought the regular one.
Now I got all...
Because I've got all the expansions on Xbox.
No, so I got it on PC, and it looks so much better.
Nice. What else have you been doing?
Beat Hazard.
Yeah, I keep seeing you on there.
Yep. It's sickeningly fun. I thought that it was going to be kind of iffy. No. It's also really friggin' mean.
Is it really...
It's not a nice game. It'll beat you to death.
Okay.
So if you don't notice, we're keeping it kind of PG because we are in public today.
Yeah.
Oh, F it.
Well, I mean, I could.
I don't fracking care.
I was like, can we just. Wow.
We'll just go with BSG then.
I love how he sounds like the dad in this now.
I don't fracking care. Anyway, so anything else?
That's just like molasses. What?
Yeah. Anything else you've been doing?
Did play some of Bastion on PC
yeah,
as well,
game,
which
game.
Is so much better there.
Nice.
Makes me happy.
Nice. Okay. Justin? Don't go to your main title yet. Just talk about
it. Just recapping,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, dear.
So everybody knows I like RPGs. And
really?
Tell me about that.
Played a little bit more Dark Souls, and Dark Souls is still punishingly hard.
Yes.
She kind of got Trent addicted to it.
She?
No, I got you addicted.
Oh,
he really
is
a witch.
I really
like
thought
she?
He said she got you addicted
yeah,
to it.
That's what I thought. I was
define
like,
she.
I was like,
don't
are you
Holly
referencing the game as a woman? Are we using like boat
I'm,
terms?
I might as well.
It's like yar she blows.
Yeah,
it's a game for the ages.
Yar she blows. Yay, she does.
It's a maelstrom of controller button mashing.
Sorry, I lowered my voice for that one.
I love how you had to really try and edit yourself to something that you thought might still be funny.
Well, I can say shiver me penis.
Anyway, so I'm really stretching.
Wait. Oh, you are stretching
right
it
here, yeah.
Wait, I got one. Poop deck.
Fair enough.
Blarney. No.
Well, no, that's Blarney. So,
no,
sorry.
No, so I'm actually kind of stuck on Fat Boy and Skinny Boy.
No, I haven't gotten to them yet. Yeah.
So essentially, it's a fight where you got a really big dude that has a hammer that does an area of effect attack, and then a skinny dude that's like me and Trent were talking about. It might be actually referencing the bomb.
Yeah, the nuclear test. Yeah, Fat Man and Skinny Boy or whatever it was, or Skinny Man. I forgot what it was called.
Fat Man and Little Boy.
Fat Man and Little Boy. Thank you.
Okay.
I was like,
so,
what the hell is he talking? Oh,
yeah. So
trying to be historical.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it kind of gets in there. But anyways, go ahead.
So, but yeah, it's still a very challenging game. The unfortunate thing is I'm not finishing it before Skyrim comes out. So you guys may get a mostly finished review of Dark Souls.
Nice.
So that's what I'm going to try to go ahead and do. And then of course I've been playing Rage. Just about beat that. And. That game's still pretty fun, but I think I'm still hung up on the same things that you are.
Yeah.
So it's
time length and
Yeah, well, it's not even just that. I think it lacks a little bit of direction.
Also,
it's too straightforward.
Yeah, it is very straightforward, very linear, and that was
like the
big shoot. Problem,
like
yeah.
Mechanically, it's fantastic, and some parts of it I really like.
Yeah, I love the crawl freaking sickle things you throw. I love those.
Oh yeah, the wing sticks.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, me and Holly have T-shirts with wing sticks on them.
Yeah, yes. We do.
Oh, Rage. Right.
So what else have you been doing? You did Rage, Dark Souls,
and then I got the other title. So
okay, Holly, what have you been doing with your time?
I have been moving, working, and being sick.
You're not contagious, are you?
Yes, extremely.
Totally.
You horrific person.
She's just breathing in the mic.
It's like, oh, I see Skyrim playing over there on the monitor.
Oh no.
Oh,
I have a perfect seat because I can see Skyrim.
Hold on, look at those strat guides.
We're not looking at you, don't worry. We're watching Skyrim.
Look at those strat guides, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, we have people actually like around us. So, but anyways,
wait, what are those the strategy guides I'm looking at?
Yes, yeah, those are the strategy guides.
Yeah,
that's like,
Lord,
that's
it looks like
a Harry Potter book.
It looks like a textbook.
Looks like a Harry Potter book.
No shit. Seriously, my daughter has a history book.
But you know what? That's more entertaining than a Potter book. Oh, it's like reading instructions, but it's still
you're going to get some nerd backlash on that.
Some nerd backlash,
yeah.
But it's about Skyrim.
Yeah.
So they cancel each other out.
Yeah, because Skyrim's totally more nerd points than Harry Potter.
That's true.
Yeah.
Say, Skyrim won't get
it's
you.
It's more than
as
a decade long history. In fact, my God, it's almost a 2-decade long heritage of game there.
Yes.
Yeah. It started quite a while back, but anyways. Oh.
So you've been moving, doing stuff, being sick, been playing anything?
No, I haven't been able to play anything. Except for our, we played Halo Reach.
Yeah, we did some Reach, and we rocked out, man.
We did really good on that.
Yep. Yes, we did.
That was a great, fun night, dude. But anyways, what I've been doing, really quick, play some Left 4 Dead with Donnie, one of my friends on Xbox, some other stuff. Dug deep into the rest of Dragon Age 2, beat it.
Yeah, did you like it so far?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I told you you would.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it, and I'm interested to play the first one now because I didn't play the first one. I'll admit that
you'll get the references to a lot of the characters, just like at the end. I was saying, you would have gotten that if you
now, But it's one of those things where it's like Mass Effect 1 and 2. I played Mass Effect 1 first in part 2, then I went back to play part 1 again, and I was just like, oh my God, this is so hard to get through because the mechanics are totally different. It's
that's
so
kind of how it is with Dragon Age.
Yeah, I imagine. But other than that, I dug deep into some Dark Souls, and that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, you were kind of pleasantly surprised, weren't you?
Well, I knew I was going to enjoy it, but I thought I was going to hate the hell out of it. But I end up really liking it. I like it more than Demon Souls.
Never mind how much you're screaming at the.
When I first started, I was screaming at the TV, but now I don't do it as much.
Now that he's started to kind of get a handle on it.
Now that I have a better weapon, I don't scream as much.
Well, he's also playing with a naked man.
Yes,
a skinned.
He keeps
naked
me calm.
Man.
What?
Oh, no, my character, I let him run around naked, and he's undead, so he has no flesh, because he's lightweight.
He looks like naked bacon.
So, he's lightweight, which, since he has no armor or anything, just a weapon and a shield, he can run faster and dodge quicker, so it's really handy. So, I'll actually take him into boss fights butt naked.
So, he's an undead.
But you move a lot faster, though, if you're not wearing armor.
He's an undead picked.
Well, yes. I told you that earlier when we were talking about it when it first came out. I was like, I took out one of the bosses naked, and there's a reason for that. It's that one boss that I told you about, the magic boss.
We tried to make that episode a title. I remember that.
This is what I did. This is what I did was Dark Souls mainly, and once I get home, nothing but Skyrim.
Yeah, I got a pot of coffee that I got ready to go. And
Skyrim until dawn.
Some beer. And pizza, actually.
I can't wait to get Skyrim.
Oh, man, pizza sounds so
good. Yeah,
I've actually got two in the freezer. I'm going to go.
A Skyrim pie sounds great right now. But anyways, Justin, what's the main title? We got about 7.5 minutes here.
7.5 minutes, man.
Yeah. Sorry.
Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
Now, you've got some mixed feelings about this. Because raped your mother, and it killed your father, but it also married your sister.
It's it's more than just that.
It's blood,
I think
but it's
in
not.
One way or another, it had sex with the entire family.
I think mechanically that game...
Mechanically it had sex with
your family. No. Mechanically that game... Mechanically, the game is really good.
It's like, tank it. Sorry.
No, it's if you're into modern shooters, it obviously is a standard at this point. I mean, when it launched live, it was ready to go. They didn't have any hitches with the multiplayer. They didn't have any hitches with the game player. No big bugs that happened.
Are they still using the same engine from previous Modern
Warfare? Yeah, they've been using the same engine from COD Ops. So
it should easily translate over for some
With that in mind, I mean, it doesn't look as good as Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
But... it works really well. Mechanically, it works exactly how it did before.
Nice.
There's a few new additions. Of course, you got some of those scopes and things like that that you can alternate in and out between some of your weapons. But it's a really solid shooter. I know a lot of people are really excited about it. And
I
really
wish I had some solid shooting going on, if you know what I mean.
But with like, so.
No, I don't.
But yeah, like with, I'm playing it on PS3. And
oh, that sucks.
Oh, come on. There's a lot of people that are playing
wow.
on that.
Well, she didn't even hesitate.
Well, she knows she's an Xbox
like,
fangirl.
Right for the throat.
Yeah. There are a lot more people playing on 360, though.
Only a million more.
Only.
I like no.
I love. She's just yeah. like only a million leaning more. On her hand, kind of going. Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah.
There was like 3.25 million sales on 360 and a little over 2 on PS3.
It's
nice.
This is like the hipster girl going. No, your platform sucks. No.
I own it too, though.
So it doesn't smoke.
Send your hate mail
cigarettes.
To Holly. But yeah, no. It's a really solid shooter. It's my problem.
I have a PS3, but you probably never played one
yeah,
before.
It's clove colored. Yeah. Because I'm a hipster and I smoke.
I had a PS3 anyway. Before they were cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, I had STDs before I was 12. What do you have to say about
that? Touché.
Touché.
PG, Trent. PG.
Touché, Darth Vader. Touché. That is PG. Anyways, so.
I was going to say, don't forget, Molly Ringwald actually said, you know, use the F word in a PG-13.
If
maybe.
Charlie Sheen can be on TV, then I can say STD.
Yeah.
So anyways, Modern Warfare 3, which I was originally talking about.
Yeah.
The game itself is extremely solid. It's just, again, it's not my thing. I think my biggest problem with the game is that I have a hard time seeing things. And when everybody's in camouflage, and there's a lot of shading going on and a lot of that kind of stuff, it's really hard for me to see the enemy. And
so the camouflage nice. Worked.
Oh, yeah, it does. And it still does.
This is a bug right here.
It's not a bug. It's just...
Oh, my God, it so failed. I didn't see them. They were wearing camouflage.
Like that is a
gone.
Game-breaking glitch.
Yeah.
The camouflage works.
Well, you still
this
have
game sucks.
It's like Predators.
don't act all high and mighty. You suck just as bad at it as I do.
On what?
Oh, wow. Oh, there it goes. There it goes.
No, I was asking what you're talking about. I didn't
and
play
modern shooters.
I don't suck at those. What the hell are you talking about?
So, anyways.
What?
Continue, please.
No,
please.
He just wants to berate me while I talk about
No,
this
I don't know what you're talking about. No, you're talking about with identifying
well,
enemies?
Friend and foe, yeah. I have the hardest
yeah, sometimes
time with
they. Sometimes, well, it's because sometimes they do a really piss-poor job at
well,
coloring
they look
the
all
uniforms.
The same.
Gravity
yeah.
hammer?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
That's different when I'm going after a group of guys and somebody just beelines right in the middle
okay,
of the
Okay, there's no camo in Halo,
rocks.
So there's no comparison.
Well, not, when they're behind me and they just come running.
Here's the thing, though, is that when I'm already in front of you and you come up around and go blam and hit me instead.
Well, when it's you, it's on purpose.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I will admit that. I sometimes do it just to mess with you.
So we're talking about Modern Warfare.
Yeah. This is Modern Warfare between him and I.
I know. But snap targeting's still there.
Yes.
So I still have a little bit of a problem with snap targeting, which I don't know if you know what that is. It's just basically you hover the crosshairs over somebody, hit your zoom, and you're pretty much on the dot.
Yeah, so a 12-year-old could rack up massive amounts
of kills.
You can
turn that off, though, can't you?
I'm sure you could, but I don't know if you'd want to on competitive multiplayer. But
well, yeah.
If an 8-year-old is using the advantage to get the kills on you, then you want to go ahead.
Yeah, because you don't want to
have
that 8-year-old talking smack about your mom.
Yeah, and he's going like, I got skills. And you're like, you got snap targeting.
and Pop Tarts.
And you sound like a mouse.
So, in the end, I mean, Modern Warfare is a good game. If you're into that genre, it's the standard for what it should be.
Yeah.
Graphically, it doesn't look as good as Battlefield, but again, it focused more on the mechanics, and it focused more on being a console shooter than Battlefield did, where I think Battlefield has failed so far. They've relied on being able to update it and patch it, and it wasn't ready at release. Whereas Modern Warfare was ready to go. And people knew that, which hints
nice.
Half the news stories we have about this. But
which I find kind of funny, considering all that smack-talking EA was doing.
Yeah,
going,
I know.
Oh, no, you guys suck. This is about competition. It's not about enjoying a game.
Well, and so it just, again, it is the standard. If that's what you're into, and I don't want to give it an unfair review because it's not my type of game.
What about the multiplayer?
Multiplayer, I jumped right in. I mean, I hit quick match, and I was in almost instantly.
You were putting it off for a day or so. I know that.
Well, it's because I knew I was going to get my ass whipped.
I was going to
say,
there's going to be a whole lot of pwning happening, and you won't be doing any of it.
Well,
he's like, man, I hate this game. It's getting a bad review just because I suck.
No, it's not going to do that. But I'm going to give it a fair review. But it's because, like I said, it set the standard.
Elliot, I hate this game because I had to shoot stuff, and it shot back.
Well, I play other shooters. Don't get me wrong. Half the
it
time
shot
I'm
back and it hurt.
You guys are pigeonholing me here.
Oh, I'm just being a dick now. You know that.
I know. So, but yeah, the game
so
is
so out of date.
See, what happens when you all get home, I thought Trent was going to be the one pigeonholing you.
It's like every time he gets killed in the game, he's like,
there it is.
He's like, nobody touch my gold coins. There's no gold coins in the game.
What? None fly out of me?
No, okay, so. It's not Sonic.
How much time do I have left, Trent?
Since you've been talking over me? Like a minute and a half.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
It's not me. He starts and I carry on.
You got 1 minute.
No, it's all his fault.
You got 1 minute.
So, in the end, I mean, it's going to get a fair review, and I think if you're into it, it's more the same. Don't expect anything new. Don't expect anything really new, that much newer for new players. It's just, if this is what you're into, if you're the guy buying the $49 pack for the expansions,
yeah,
you're going to get exactly what you're looking for. You're not going to be disappointed, because it's just a slightly more improved version of the last game with a little bit more content.
Okay.
And so, that's what people are looking for.
Any idea how long
it is? Did you get the Elite
Pack? I can't tell you, because I'm about 5 hours into the campaign. I haven't beat it, but it feels like I'm getting
close. So it's already longer than Battlefield 3.
So.
No, the campaign is only like, some people said that they beat it within like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. Which?
So I'm getting close to the end.
Modern Warfare 3.
Okay.
They're about par from what I read.
Yeah, that's kind of a Modern Warfare or modern shooter trend.
Okay.
So
I was totally looking for one there. Damn it.
Okay. Well, okay, so that's what you got, and that brings us to the end of our first 15 minutes, pretty much. Oh, yep.
Yeah. 18 seconds to go. We hit it right on the nose, didn't we?
So, yeah. So what we're going to do now is we're going to jump with a little bit of news.
A
little bit of questions. So what I want to do is I'm going to change the timer down to 5 minutes. Sorry, let me change that. 8 minutes to cover news,
yeah,
and then 8 to do the question, because it's a good question that we were asked. So,
okay.
I'll start the news really quick.
Well, the sad thing is I forgot to post the question. So we got somebody else that just wrote us an email.
An email?
Okay. So that works.
All right.
An email, yes.
Sweet, because I know I've been busy.
Okay, well, my first bit of news is, and I'm sure everybody already knows this, but I'm really excited to see it, is Alan Wake's going to be announced at the Video Game Awards, the new Alan Wake. I saw the teaser
December
trailer.
December 10th, right?
Yeah, it's on like December 10th, and I saw the teaser trailer
Scott's
for
51st
it.
Scott's 51st birthday?
It looks, yeah,
exactly.
It looks...
73rd, actually.
Yeah, it looks like, from what I... Really, you really can't tell anything, but it looks a little bit more gritty. So, I'm interested. So, but that's going to be
more
announced.
Flashlights, though, right?
Yeah, more flashlights. He's got different cells up in there, son. Anyway, it's going to be... Alan Wake is going to be actually put on Xbox Live for direct download. It's not going to actually be released for my
So I wonder what the price point is going to be.
No idea. No
say,
idea.
If it's going to be a
it'd
download...
Be like probably $20. It's got to be at least $20.
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to run it off the engine... Sorry, off the all the textures and stuff that's already inside of the Alan Wake CD. And you just download the information like it's just another expansion.
God, I hope not. That's going to be really complicated.
It's going to be kind of a pain in the butt if they do that. And it's also going to be kind of saddening if they do. I'd rather see them do an actual full game that you download. But if they do that, then I'm questionable as to how long the game is going to be compared to the original, since it is all a download.
You know the one disappointing thing to that, then?
What?
There's no awesome limited edition packaging, then.
Yeah.
Because that was beautiful.
Yeah, because they had
that.
The book, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, they had the Alan Wake files and
yeah,
and
so like the
whole
file?
The actual...
Yeah,
the
or I guess it was the book that he was...
The box that came in actually
looked like a book. Yeah, it looked like a book, but inside of it was another little booklet that was the FBI agent's case notes.
Yeah, like
because
it's
like
a trade paperback.
We did that when we were on a carousel about a year ago.
Yeah, because I couldn't get over how over the top they went with that. That was beautiful pen.
It was very cool looking. So,
it was actually worth it.
Okay. Well, that's my little bit I'm throwing out there. Holly,
I don't have any news.
You don't have any? Justin,
well, if nobody else is covering it, there was a incident in France recently.
Yeah.
There was a whole truck full of games, Modern Warfare games, that
6,000 copies.
Yeah, a couple of guys tear gassed truck, and
they drove their car into the truck.
And then thrust tear gas into
the driver window.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that involved.
Yes, it was.
It was
that
a
involved.
Heist.
Yes.
I was going to say, seriously, there's like a whole new Charlize Theron movie waiting to happen.
Well, I'm not surprised Jason Statham wasn't behind the wheel driving.
No, but the here's the crazy thing. They made off with 400,000 plus in monetary value and euro worth of games.
I heard it was 600,000.
That's like 430,000 euros.
Yeah.
Well, the economy is already tanking since that happened.
Yeah, so 200,000 just disappeared. Anyways, yeah.
But that's a crazy amount of games, and that's some really desperate measures to get a video game.
I know, but that's also going to be some really upset French gamers.
Well, some of the...
They're
going to probably like a whole town's full of games.
That's an angrier lot than people give them credit for, too.
Yeah, that's true. When their bread's not right, man, they riot.
Think of the revolution.
But, yeah, that's what caused it, was bad bread. But anyways, but I think some of those copies were ending up on eBay for like $17,000 or something like that. Or
no, it wasn't that. It was like $200.
I saw one that was $1,700 on the news.
Well, okay.
That was a street pre-release here in States.
That was a street pre-release.
Yeah, okay. So what that was is like Walmart and Kmart. Yeah. Started selling these games early, not paying attention to the release date.
Yeah,
what was packaging?
Like 4 or 5 days.
I remember
hearing about that, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, almost a week early, and so some people picked up like 3 or 4 copies and then sold them on eBay.
Yeah.
And there was some talk about possibly banning people for that,
yeah,
which never actually ended up panning out.
Yeah.
Right. Which is good, because, man, that would have been just...
Also one of those things where I don't think I don't think they technically can ban them because the store...
Yeah.
Think about any time you get a pre-release to review it or something like that. They're not going to ban you for playing the game.
No, but I mean, if you go into the store and they're like, oh, yeah, you can pick it up today, that's not the customer's fault.
That's the store's fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can't bark at the people.
Well, they legally purchased it at that point.
Exactly, yeah. So you can't bark at the gamers.
Yeah.
So.
No, I'll totally agree with that.
Yeah. They'd be in deep water if they did that. So
I got more Call of Duty news if anybody wants.
Scott, let's go to you.
I got
we'll
one
pop
actually.
Back. We'll pop back.
We'll do a counterpoint to the to Call of Duty.
Yeah.
EA, especially on the Origin side, is in serious trouble with a number of people right now because Battlefield 3 downloads. They've been double and triple billing people. They've had, and I also, since I told you guys about that the other night, I also found out that there are some instances of people that paid for the title and didn't get the download.
Yep.
And it's, I'm going to go dig up some more information when I can. Hopefully I'll have time this weekend because people are going on and their idea of customer service is a chat client online. And their customer service
it's such a new thing. They're not really set up with like full service.
They don't have a phone number for it. You can call a lot of customer service reps, but they don't have one. They've been doing the chat thing, and they've had a lot of good degree of trouble with people. And Trent will not stop being weird over here. Anyway, they've been having trouble though with the customer service reps. Not really helping you. A lot of the time they're saying, you should go back and check your bank accounts because I'll bet you're wrong, kind of thing.
Like, it's your fault.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And they're not willing to actually help in any way, and then they wind up themselves terminating the connection. They'll just be like, this conversation is no longer productive.
I think you told me they had a time limit to where they would just be like, well, this conversation, and then they just hang up.
Well, some people think it's a time limit, but I've been looking at some of them, they're not the same length of conversation. It's as soon as they've run out of options, and a request is going to their manager, get me your manager, get me somebody else, that's when, this is no longer productive, click.
Right.
And it's been really bad, apparently.
How about I know English?
Pretty much. Which worries me, though, because the fact that, they're really forcing this whole thing where they're going to force Star Wars, Old Republic, all copies on all platforms, is going to have to register through Origin.
Yeah.
I know, and that kind of bothers me, too, because that's really the only thing I have going through that right now.
And if they're going to sit here and kind of, botch... this so close to the release of an important title like that, then man, that's kind of rough. Anyway, I've got more research to do on that because I want to get some actual more legitimate fact on it before really committing beyond that story. So go for it, Justin.
Okay, we got 1 minute left, Justin. Jump in.
Just with any news.
Splash.
Okay, well, Steam got hacked the other day.
Yeah, I did not hear about that until you said that.
And I actually didn't see that until right before we left. Follow a couple of guys on Twitter, a couple of journalists, and one of them posted like, "Hey, you should read this." And he had posted this article where Steam had some people hack through the community
forums.
Server, the forum server, and got into the back end of it and hacked
That's
into
not
the
my
username.
House phone this time.
it's not the house phone this time.
Nice,
but yeah, so. Steam is asking people to keep an eye on their account. I'm going to take my credit card off there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go do that.
And probably change your password. So it wouldn't hurt anything, but I think that Steam's probably got this ironed out since they've been doing the whole digital distribution thing longer than anybody else has for the most part.
Yeah.
And they pretty much coined it.
Pretty much.
Right on.
So,
all right. Well, rough. Just so our listeners out there know, because we know there's a lot of you, this is not our full news recap for the week. Because tonight's a special night, So we're just kind of skipping through a little bit here.
Trent's wearing, well, and actually Trent's wearing his special underwear.
Yeah. So
well, next week we're actually talking about having kind of a little bit of a lengthier episode.
Yeah, just to kind of recap on news that we
saw. Oh, nobody told me about this.
We'll start early.
So. Yeah, well, we're going to have a...
Because that makes it okay.
Yeah. Now, Winemaker Joe's going to talk some Skyrim with us.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is, timer's gone 7 minutes. Tell us, what is our friend Ian? Ian's just a question factory. This guy has sent us so many questions. And
he is pretty good at that.
Put it on the floor. So I've been pointing at it.
Rumbling
going,
on the table.
And he's like, you want a cookie? And I'm like, no, put it on the floor. Anyway, so.
You don't want to know where he's putting those cookies.
Yeah, Ian is.
You want some pudding?
You want some pudding? Anyway.
Like, hey, kids.
Y'all want some cookies? They're wanting you to do your Corky Romano thing.
Oh, my God. You guys really want some cookies?
It was really creepy the other day.
It's the eyes that really...
Yeah, so she bug eyes at us.
Yeah, so now I just sound like an idiot.
Okay, ball. Anyways, so Ian likes to throw questions to us. He's asked some good ones about Marvel Comics. What do you want to see turned to a major motion picture?
Yeah, he has had some good ones.
Well, this next one he had was actually really good. Justin, what did he ask us?
Well, and Ian, I didn't print it out, so I'm getting the gist of this, but... I have an elephant's memory. So, basically what's... Shut up.
We're PG, guys. All right.
Scott's going to have to hold his tongue or cut it off. But Ian asked us if Nintendo's ever going to become a publisher at some point. He said... He gave us two questions. He said, is Nintendo going to be a publisher? Because at some point, I'd like to be able to play Zelda on my Xbox, you know, or my PS3. And the other question he had is because... You know, you got the whole smartphone thing going on right now with mobile gaming.
Right.
And how big it's starting to get where you can actually put games with, like, the Unreal Engine and things like that on there. Do you think that's going to phase out things like the DS and the Vita and things like that?
Holy smokes. I'm looking at the top of the... I just saw the War of the North Collector's Edition sitting up there.
Holy shit.
That thing's got... Scott,
sorry.
Anyway, that thing's got a satchel and a book and I... That could have all kinds of stuff in it.
That's like a lot of goodies.
Ball trying to bring the mic over here going, holy shit.
Yeah. Somebody's eating one of my cookies. Somebody's eating one of my cookies. It's only time now. Diarrhea. Anyway, but no.
Did you put the roofies in there too?
No.
It'd be great.
Actually, I think I did because I thought it'd be funny if they pass out and poop themselves.
You're like, yeah. Man, I didn't feel so right.
Anyways, back to the thing. Yeah, so Ian wanted to know if Nintendo would ever just go straight publisher. Not even straight publisher, but just start publishing some of their titles to other consoles.
It would be nice because
that would be awesome.
The answer is pretty easy. They're not going to do that until their hardware loses relevancy.
That's what I was telling you at the house. Yeah, I said if the Wii U bombs, if it bombs as bad as the Wii kind of eventually
basically,
did,
they're going to have that Sega Saturn depth kind of just...
Well, though, at that Sega point, they'd just be pulling us.
Which was a great idea, but it was a dead-end market at the time.
Well, they'd be pulling a Sega at that point.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know, but that's just it. They're gonna it's going to have to be that big a failure because you look at how heavily they bankrolled the Wii.
Well, the Wii still sold more units than everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been out longer,
even
too,
though. Even though it doesn't really contain any titles, I'm like just all knocked out about it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Oh, you like the Skyrim cookies? They're great. I think it's her and I. We made them, so...
Yeah, he's all pushing for the cred here on
Her and I.
Did you mention that?
We did that?
Yeah, we did.
Sure, then they suck.
Yeah, there's chocolate chip. You want a chocolate chip one? Those are sugar ones. We have a chocolate chip one down there. Yeah, Justin's a cookie man. Normally you'd be afraid, but tonight it's okay.
We double checked.
He's not in his van.
Yeah, we made sure to clean out his medicine cabinet before we came tonight. So. Yeah. They call him Mr. Cocaine Cookie. Oh man.
The picker upper snacks.
Oh wait, hey. You've been over there playing the setup for Skyrim?
Mm-hmm.
Here, get her on mine.
There you go.
Don't worry. If you spray cookie crumbs in it, it's fine. It belongs to him,
it's
not
his.
Us.
Yeah.
It's pretty industrial.
So how far? I saw somebody ride on the back of a wagon or something, or a cart.
Yeah, I was a prisoner and
I feel for you. I'm so sorry. So,
yeah, it kind of sucked.
Kind of sucked. Was there a lot of prison rape in Vanderfall? So.
We try to keep it PG. And,
That is PG. There was no swear words whatsoever.
That's true.
Do you watch NCIS? They talk about rape all the time. Anyway,
I guess
ahead.
So, yeah.
They're making fun of it.
Maybe they are.
This is going to go nowhere.
Yeah. Anyway, so you were in prison, which is kind of how Morrowind started. That's how, yeah.
Yeah, so it's everyone, classic. Beginning. Actually, they all start in prison.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, they've all... kind of sucks. Yeah. I don't like being imprisoned.
Yeah. Did they run through the same thing where somebody comes to you and pulls you out and says, blah, 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 you have special blood, your lineage, or you're the chosen one, and you got to choose your stats and all that?
Pretty much, yes.
Mm-hmm. Graphically, like, did you play Oblivion and Morrowind? Yeah. How does it look graphically?
Is it holding up really well?
I think the graphics are pretty good for this, like, nice. For Skyrim.
Have you seen any dragons yet?
Oh, yes.
So there's a dragon right at the beginning then, huh?
Yeah, that just comes out of nowhere and just...
Sweet.
Yeah.
Everybody's eating
and then
the cookies.
Finally, but good. Since the dragon came, I got to escape and I wasn't a prisoner anymore.
So. Nice, nice. No more spoilers. but it looks great. And it's running fine. Mechanically, it's familiar.
Yes.
Nice, nice.
Are you already dual wielding?
Yes, I am.
Good. What class are you going to go with?
I'm not quite sure yet.
What did you like from them, like, say, Oblivion? I'm going to put you on the spot there. Yeah.
Yeah, think about that.
I think the cookie's kicking in.
I know, it's the sugar high.
Yeah, it probably
yeah.
is.
If you get blurred vision, don't worry. So, no, you're fine.
I'm scared.
So it's like, okay, let's put it this way. Do you like doing magic or melee?
I like the magic better.
So she's a magic person, yeah. So you're probably Khajiit?
Yes.
There you go. So
called it. You want to say hi to anybody while you're on there?
They'll never hear.
Where's
it.
Where's this broadcasting?
Oh, we're not. We're recording, and then we publish later. That's how we do it.
So you can go on iTunes and download it at tiltcast.com, or I guess search Tiltcast. Yeah,
yeah, pretty
okay.
much.
Just look up Tiltcast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I say hi to my brother Robbie, which is over there. But anyways,
well, he's from over there.
I say he's playing the game now.
No, he's playing.
So
now.
He took over.
Yeah.
We should get him.
Say hi to my dad and my mom.
Don't let them listen to the other shows. We're really vulgar as hell.
Yeah.
We've toned it down for this.
We
one.
Have to be PG.
Well, it's a family establishment, so you know.
Somebody actually did bring a kid in here. And
yeah, that's true.
Somewhere.
So yeah. We had to pretend to be adults for a little while.
Darn it.
Fun.
So, but yeah, okay. So that's the first look so far. We got somebody who's been playing it who likes the cookies.
So if you want to spread the cookie love, just go for it.
I love that's right. His only concern is
yeah.
cookies.
We spent a lot of time
yeah,
working
we did.
On that.
Yeah,
I
we
cut
did.
Out the little stencil and all that.
No, I know. We know. We had to hear about it.
And I sent you to get more cream.
Meh.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, awkward it is. Two guys going into a store and you'll get...
Yeah, because you guys bought, like, cream, and you bought...
Like,
popcorn,
late at night, two guys getting a tub of icing. How does that look?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty... Interesting.
It's like good buying two like mouse cages and a
thank
plunger.
God nobody,
you know,
thank
bad.
God neither one of us had a lisp either.
Huh?
Said or strawberries.
Or strawberries, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's not experience talking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's,
well, I felt the need to qualify it too. That was a sad thing.
Yeah. It's like buying a shoehorn, string, and cheese. You know where it's going and you know what they're trying to get out. So, you know,
That and a wooden horse.
Yeah.
Oh, that was wrong.
I just think shoehorns are really dangerous. I just want to say that.
They help you get in places easier.
Really?
I need to start putting another lock on my door. So anyway.
You probably should.
I can see him at night naked just trying to, with a shoehorn.
That's anyway. How to pick a lock, right?
Yeah. Great. Anyways. Okay, well, you had some news you were telling.
Wow, that just descended into, like, creepy awkward.
Well, I saw somebody with a cookie, and they came over to thank us, and she's
well, no,
playing
she
the
wasn't the problem. It was you.
I know, but she's playing
no,
the
she
game.
Was awesome. It worked.
We, have, to,
no,
we have to do crowd participation.
You had to go and kill it. Way to go.
Participation.
Uh-huh.
I stand by that.
You stand by that?
I stand by that.
Whatever.
You can if you want.
If you want.
I was
going
to say, well, don't.
This is kind of a free-form event. We're winging
say,
it as much as anybody
say,
else.
We've got 56 minutes.
It's about it's kind
so
of an experiment.
For 56 minutes, it's free flow.
So. Yeah, free flow Skyrim.
Yes, free flow Skyrim.
Free flowing Skyrim.
Nice. Well, tell them that we're waiting to get Skyrimmed in public. So
yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
That's about as R as I can go tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, it's about as close as you can go. Right. Toe in the line.
All right, well,
the rimming hour.
Right on.
Thank you.
Anyways, I still like. We should have called it the rimming hour. We really should. The rimming hour. That's like an Anne Rice book.
We still can.
We could actually read it.
That's like the.
Just change it mid-cast.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, fine. You guys want to call it the rimming hour? Justin's like, I don't know.
Yeah, let's do it.
My family might stumble across it.
I don't know. My mom might be dropping by.
Oh God, it's gonna
be awkward. Just kidding.
Okay, so Steam got hacked, as you were talking about.
Like, yeah. Back to the stuff that was supposed
back to news.
I know where we derailed, so I'm taking it back. So
I forgot.
So
yeah, Steam well, yeah, that's pretty much it.
So go on, check your accounts, remove your credit cards.
Yeah, and then change your password. Yeah,
yeah, and also check for activity on your credit cards that you might not.
Yeah,
have.
And it wouldn't hurt to do it as soon as you listen to this. You might just pause it right now.
We'll
and then you
deleted
it.
Actually, we'll give you a minute.
That's right.
All right, that's enough.
We'll wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold. So, what have you been doing?
Not finished.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Really, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Did you do that one thing?
Yeah.
You did that one thing?
I did that one thing.
Did you talk to that one guy?
Actually.
Yeah. About the other thing? Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
Okay, so we're back. So you deleted it, right?
Really taken care of?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're back. So,
that's what we do on
break. Get a hold of me at that one number, not the other number. You know which one I'm talking about. Anyway,
yeah.
So. We're back. That's our break. That's actually how our breaks usually go anyway. So.
Actually, they last like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into some Skyrim and some Elder Scroll lore and history about the dragons. And
yeah.
Scamps.
The scamps?
Scamps are in the game. You know, the little,
they're like imps, but they're scamps.
Yeah, they're called
scamps.
I know.
It's just like, wow.
I hate whenever you kill and they have scamp skin on them. You're just like, really?
What do I want to do with scamp skin?
It's all dry and it looks like
a really big piece of dandruff.
Like, it looks like thin, like you know, like non. It looks like thin non bread. You're just like, what is this? Okay, well, let's go ahead and get this started.
All right, so, all right,
let me set the timer up. Go ahead and start talking, Scott. You're not completely familiar with.
I'm kind of familiar, but it started before I really got into gaming per se, and.
You started kind of late.
Well, see, what it was is I had gotten into it back, well, before a few of you were born.
Wow.
Now, I got into it early on, but I got bored with it.
Like how you looked at me for that.
Well, so anyway. You were there when you were having to put in the little punch hole cards in the computer to turn left, right?
Yeah, wait about 10 minutes, and then the first screen came up where I could log in.
Then you got to put in another punch card. That makes you walk forward for a while until you hit eject and put in another punch card.
So what happens when you have a hanging Chad? Does it just not compute?
I hate it when I have a hanging Chad. But... it started back when I'd kind of gotten out of games.
Sorry.
Mainly because I was becoming a dad.
Right.
And this series is actually as old as my daughter. I just noticed that.
Wow. So that would be why you missed the first one.
I'm depressed now.
You should be. So, yeah, it picked up. It started in 1994 with Elder Scrolls Arena.
The Elder Scrolls.
Older Scrolls.
The Older Scrolls at this point.
The Turtle Scrolls. The Older Scrolls. Wait, what?
The Turtle Scrolls.
I thought I heard. It was
turtly enough for the Turtle
Scrolls. Turtle.
Sorry.
Turtle nice. Always sounds funny when you say it.
She actually sounds appropriate.
Yeah.
That's the way he does it in the movie.
Okay, ball back. Sorry, right, I took us off. Really,
turtle.
Took
us off. So anyway, it was a 1994 title, so it was actually written for MS-DOS.
Wow, so that is a
think
bit.
About that for a second.
Yeah, wasn't there that tank game on MS-DOS?
I had an ATF Advanced Tactical Fighter game for DOS. That was the last DOS title.
Yeah,
I had.
There was a biplane fighter game that I played on DOS.
Oh, the dogfight game.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like
everybody's
World War
One. The cookies.
Dude. I was trying to see how
because
many we had.
Think about what you're dealing with here.
Up?
You're dealing with people that can come in
when
here.
When is your buddy supposed to be?
Get a game and go home and play. What do they want? They're already feeling munchy.
Dude, I crammed 3 cookies in my mouth before I came here, so I'd be all hyper. So,
what a shame it didn't work. Anyway, so MS-DOS. That's just kind of awesome. The game was originally intended for players to assume the role of an arena combatant, but development evolved into an RPG instead.
It became a warrior on the mesa.
Which, of course, that established the concept-turned tradition of being who you want and doing what you want.
And there really they're not quite the first people to do this, really, but I think they're the biggest developer in the West that actually started this. I mean, they've been doing it so long. I mean, they are almost a standard at this point, you know?
They're pretty elders
much. Yeah,
in the field.
And they were probably writing on scrolls at one point, too.
Yeah.
Been at it so long.
That was the original computers. Scrolls with candles behind them.
Yep.
So and 2 years. Like puppets.
And hand puppets, yeah.
Yeah. Like, look out for that scamp.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
I wish you guys could see like the hand motions, though, just the gestures.
Yeah, no, that did kind of.
Well, so that brings up another important point. Just derailing a little bit. Me and Scott were talking about doing video casts.
Oh God!
So now you can start to see all the antics
ugly
that we pull.
Bugs.
Do you really?
It's gonna be awful.
Seriously, there's only one of us pretty enough for that.
We just keep it focused on Holly's chest the entire time, and then we talk. Put our hands.
We'll put like a white. We'll have her wear something white, and then we'll just do the sock puppet like things.
Just have it on Holly, and we're all off camera. Whenever one of us is talking, we put our hand out with our name written on it as we're gesturing. So that way they know who's talking.
So, dude, that would be great.
It'd be funny.
I like the shadow idea.
Just do these shadow puppets on Holly's boobs.
Yes.
Oh.
Just do like...
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Open palms.
That
doesn't
awesome.
Make her uncomfortable at all.
No.
So, Holly, are your boobs in the Elder Scrolls? No. So let's go ahead and move on back to something that's in the Elder Scrolls. So,
they actually are.
I was going to say...
They actually are?
Yeah.
The Scander.
They were. I was going to say... It's a new scamp.
I posed for it.
They had a new midget.
They're
race.
So powerful. They had to do.
Wait!
I got it. They're so powerful. They had to do motion capture.
It's a dragon shout. That's one of the dragons. Just like, and everyone like, explodes. So.
Just like it. Just they pop up on the dragon. What are you saying?
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, so now that we've
that'd be great,
thoroughly ruined this.
And then we kind of go, oh, I know those. You can't wait.
Where were you in your history of freaking Elder Scrolls?
2 years later, we got to Elder Scrolls 2, Daggerfall.
2 years old when I was 14.
You know what we can do?
You know
what
would be really good if you actually paid attention once?
No, we can let him go on about this for a long time, and we can just all go have a cigarette.
Yeah, actually, that sounds good. Scott, you're on your own. I'll send the girl back over here so she can talk on one of the lines. Yeah.
We'll just leave Scott to the wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Totally.
Because that doesn't happen every day. So, now, Daggerfall, though, was the second title in 96.
That's when I came into the series.
That's actually when I did, too.
Now, apparently, Elder Scrolls Arena actually wasn't a big seller.
No, because I didn't really know about it until I started researching some of this stuff, to be honest with you.
I didn't know about it. And so... They made enough money that they really took it seriously, trying to dig in for the second title. And so what they did though was they went for large scale. It was one of the earliest 3D environments, but also on a huge scale, considering the total game would have amounted to roughly England. In terms of total acreage.
Nice.
So, that was impressive.
Was as much... Never mind, I won't go there.
I was going to say, be nice. There we go.
Yeah. As much yellow cabs. Yes.
Nice.
Black cabs and yellow cabs.
While it was impressive, and it did sell well, some critics were complaining that it was buggy. Tortuously buggy, as one guy said.
So, was that just a sign of things to come?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Bethesda's heritage of awesome games that sell well, but every time there's like someone going, God, what's with that thing in it?
Or well, where's my companion? They just disappear with all my stuff.
Well, everybody grabs about
it. Why does the kid's dad have such huge friggin' like gargoyle hands?
Scott's the only one that noticed the hands, but you know.
Dude, you noticed
teeth.
Actually, when I was playing Dragon Age, the entire time I was playing Dragon Age, I just kept staring at the people's teeth. They're never cinematic because of you. I was just like, actually, they do have kind of nice teeth.
Perfect pearly whites.
Every cinematic, I was focused on teeth.
Well, that's what the first thing I noticed when I played
this
Oblivion.
Is all
for the
your fault.
No, okay, so talking about teeth. The reason I noticed that was the
and
first
here
time
it comes again.
No, the reason I noticed that was the first time I played it. It's the first time that I could actually see definition in that in any game. Like you never were able to see that before, and that was one of the first truly like really high end graphics games that we had at the time. You know, when that game came out, Scott, what are you doing?
Just
so ADD, so ADD,
ADD.
But no, that was the first thing I noticed because I was like, I've never seen detail like that before, nice. And then. It, especially being able to up-res it now on the PC way more than I was able to before.
Yeah.
Even Oblivion still looks pretty damn good.
Yeah. It does. It still holds up
fairly well.
Yeah. Well, it's only 2006. It's not like it's an ancient game.
No, but you think of other games that came out in 2006.
Well, yeah.
Nothing else really compares.
Yeah.
Nothing was that big.
Few things do, certainly.
So back to what you were talking about with Daggerfall.
So we got to Daggerfall, and then they kind of broke pattern, and they went with more concept-focused titles.
Yeah.
That also dropped the numbering system, because there's Elder Scrolls 1, Elder Scrolls, then Elder Scrolls 2. But then we went to Elder Scrolls Legends, Battlespire, which was a dungeon crawler. And then
these are the little offshoots that came from that.
Yeah, and then Elder Scrolls Adventures Redguard, which I believe both of those were still DOS titles, I think, which is kind of weird because it was 97 and 98, but they were still doing some DOS-based games
back then. They were mostly a PC company before they moved to consoles.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it just kind of got me that even then they weren't really writing it to run inside of Windows 95. They were still doing MS-DOS. So, anyway. I love how I'm the only one that caught that peculiar nature, but whatever. And then we got nothing for a while, and then kind of almost a thanks for waiting note, we got in 2002, Morrowind, Elder Scrolls 3.
It's a great game.
That's actually my favorite of the series so far.
Yeah, the story is fantastic, and the world's fantastic.
Yeah. No, it is really the benchmark. Everybody I know that's ever played it seems to really think that's the top game.
It's not necessarily the mechanics. It's the story. The story was more focused than any of the other ones. It had more central themes. You were driven to do certain to follow the main quest line on top of everything else, whereas
also
Oblivion...
you could destroy the main quest line. Like,
yeah, you
if
could.
You kill your original trainer, what's his name? Whatever his name is, the guy in Bebek.
The guy in the ship?
No.
Right after the ship,
yeah,
right?
When you get to your battle trainer, you can straight up slay him, and it'll say, like... And what it does is it says, once you kill him, it says, you have severed your only line to the prophecy, and Dagathor is going to win, but you continue playing the game.
Yeah.
You can't do any more quests, so you just have a whole world to slaughter people in. So, really fun.
Well, but, I mean, it had that linear story in the middle, but it didn't repeat as much as it did in Oblivion. That was my only gripe with Oblivion, is you had all the Oblivion gates, and after... Every Oblivion Gate was basically a randomization of the previous one. Mm-hmm. And I think that turned some people off when they first played. It's like, oh, this is what this is. It really doesn't become interesting until you start playing the side quests.
Yeah, that's
And if you deviate and just forget about that for a while, the game is actually quite good.
Yeah.
It's just the central storyline on that game was so much weaker than the rest of the titles that preceded. And that's where Morrowind really did so well. Is the original storyline was a lot better.
Well, it's like the Assassin's Guild storyline in Oblivion, I thought, was one of the best ones I'd ever seen.
Yeah,
I
the Assassin's... where you become the hand.
Yeah,
and you become the thumb.
You become the thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, the listener and the speakers. And that was actually one of the best storylines for Assassin's Guild. I loved it. And,
well, you had some... So they had all the factions.
You get to become the stink finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for the look on Holly's face for that, like, what in the hell?
That
was fantastic. So, yes, Morrowind, 2002. Same year, later on in the year, we got Tribunal expansion pack.
Expansion, yeah.
And then we got Blood Moon expansion in 2003. Oh. And then
Which actually
we got,
came with a cure for vampirism.
Vampirism, yeah. Yeah. They introduced vampirism in Morrowind.
Morrowind, yeah. And they also
was it Daggerfall?
No, actually, you might be right. Well, I know that the cure for the vampirism was inside of, I think, the Blood Moon one, because that's the one with the werewolves. I think that's what they had the cure for. Yeah, yeah, I think it was the werewolves they introduced.
These were, that was like 9 years ago.
Yeah, just about.
Like early college for me. So at this point, I almost just don't remember it.
Yeah. But after the Blood Moon, Scott...
Yeah, we... got a couple more of those non-numbered titles. There was Elder Scrolls Travels, both Stormhold and Dawnstar. Yeah. Didn't really find a lot on those. I don't even know how popular they were.
I'll go into that.
Yeah, I'll go look up stuff on that later. Yeah. And then there was a third one, that was Shadow Key. I know a couple people that have played it, but I don't remember much about it, because I didn't see it. but then...
in 06, with the dawn of our current console platforms, we got Oblivion.
I was really excited when Oblivion came
out.
Well,
it was a release title for Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah, it was. And mm-hmm. it looked great, and they were going about all this cool stuff. They're like, you get to battle on a ship, and you're kicking guys. That never happened. Never happened. All this stuff they were talking about you get to do. Never happened. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, this
there
is,
was a lot of that back in that period there.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people overspeaking what they shouldn't. You know. Oh, wow, I'm seeing magic use on Skyrim over there. The hands are... Do you see that, Scott?
Oh, okay.
Looks cool. They got the hands on the screen, and there's just aura.
Looks like, looks like a burned victim.
All over the place.
Yeah, that's the
worst. I really wish you guys could see that way.
Yeah,
Justin and Holly.
Here, Holly, just come over here.
Yeah.
Nah, it's okay. Over. Anyways, but yeah,
I
no.
I like the fact that, what is that, a tomahawk in the other hand?
Yeah, it's probably a hatchet.
It's like a stone hatchet tied to, you know, tied to
well,
the end of
this
a
stick. This is Nordic themed areas, the Skyrim, so it's all Nord stuff. So it's going to have a lot of the rune type kind of feel.
Very
to it.
Viking-like.
Sure,
yeah. Very. It's like, I'm the plumber.
It's like Scott didn't want to be a warrior. He wanted to be the Swedish chef.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyways,
just out there hunting.
The jerky and the beer skin.
Like, welcome to Skyrim. So, I hope that's the first dialogue in the game.
Yeah.
Welcome to Skyrim. Anyway, so...
less more Swedish than Nordic.
Yeah, I know, but it'd be funny. So there's Oblivion.
So Norse.
Yeah, Oblivion came around. And like I said, there's a lot of hype for this game and the Elder... You know, people who were into Elder Scrolls, especially Morrowind. And Morrowind actually brought in a lot of people into the game series who hadn't played the other ones because it was a new...
Didn't they release it on
PS2? They released it on Xbox, Morrowind.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It came out on original Xbox. I played it on PC, but...
I played it on both. And to be honest, I actually preferred it on PC because on Xbox was very odd.
Well, it was also a port.
Well,
it
would crash quite a bit. So.
Well, just a quick side note on Morrowind. If you do own it on PC, right now there is a community that still keeps up with it, and they've up-resed all the textures to HD.
Yeah, plus there's also the builder packs where you can actually build your own stuff, and people have stuff that they've built that you can go and download.
Well, and Bethesda's been really good about releasing those packs so that people can make their own adventures.
Yeah, like the GEC pack for Fallout and stuff, which is a great, great program. So, yeah. And then they had the expansion for Oblivion.
Actually, where was that?
They were right there.
Oh, it was Oblivion that after Oblivion came out. We got the content collection, which was Knights of the Nine, and then there was Shivering Isles after... Oh, I'm sorry, right.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, no shit. Well, I didn't even think I had the mic practically on the side of my head. So anyway, that was all you, baby. All right, so Elder Scrolls Knight of the Nine was a content collection, and then a proper expansion pack being Shivering Isles that came out late 2006 and early 07, respectively.
It had some pretty cool armor stuff that you could get out of that, too.
Yeah.
And then not long after that, there was actually a proper Game of the Year edition that was PC only that was all of that in one single package plus updates and patches.
Yes.
And,
actually, that was on sale this summer.
Yeah, and it also had mod tools.
Yeah, I went ahead and actually picked that up this summer for like $12.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, I picked up some. I can't remember which expansion it was I picked up for Oblivion when I was playing it just a little bit ago because I had to. I caught Vampirism.
Yeah.
And there was an expansion you could get where.
got rid of it?
Well, you get that house that's underwater. House. Yeah. And there was an expansion that came with it. And I was able to get that, get the house, go in there and cure it. And I was like, finally, I'm not a vampire anymore. So I was getting tired of it. I played actually half the game as a vampire, and I just got to the point where I was sick and tired of being chased out of every town I went
to. You get chased out of every town, you got to go everywhere at night.
Yeah. Kind of got annoying. And you just start burning if you're in
sunlight. I'm pretty sure they're going to bring that back.
I'm sure they will. It's a popular aspect of the game is a vampire.
You could be an actual cool vampire?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can feast on dead bodies.
You don't sparkle, do you?
No, you don't. You burn in sunlight. It's like you're sitting there going like,
it's more like a traditional vampire.
And smoke is just billowing around. You're going, you know? Until you drop dead. So, and it sucks when you're waiting, when you have to wait somewhere, and you're like, okay, well, I need to use this shop, but the shop doesn't open until sun up. So you go and you find a dark area where you can hide out and wait until morning, and you just have to run across the courtyard to the doors.
God.
And you're just like, the entire way up to the door trying to get inside before you burn to death. It sucks.
It's actually
kind of funny.
It is funny, but it can suck sometimes. By the way, that's what those expansions are for. So Or that's what one of the expansions did, was the Cure Vampirism with the underwater house you would get.
Yeah. So. And so that was the last we saw of it for, you know, for 4 years. The only other thing worth... And we wound up then now this year, tonight.
Yeah, aren't they? It's being released on a new engine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is
the... What's the new engine?
It's an update to the Havoc engine, isn't it?
Are they still calling it Havoc? It's not Gambrio, it's...
Oh, okay, they changed the name, all right.
No, it's a brand new engine they're using for it. I'm going to bring it up next week when I have more time to research.
As I say, shit, that I did not realize. I thought, when they were talking about it, I didn't think that it was actually a new name and everything. I just assumed it was just...
No, there's more to it than even that. With the new engine, they're going to have a dynamic quest system, so that you have your main quest that they've written for. And they've written stuff for different quests, but they don't always appear in the same order. So the idea being that you can go to a totally new area, and it's going to be filled full of new quests for you to do. So everything from your simple, you know, gather quest or talk to this guy kind of quest, go kill things quest, to deeper story-based quests based on certain NPC storylines. Right. But they're going to dynamically change that as you're playing the game, so that you don't get things in the same order, so everybody gets a different experience.
Plus, everything ties together. Actions
right.
you commit will alter quests later on.
Right. They're doing it so it's not so much NPC-based with some of these other side missions, that it's more based on decisions that you've already made.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an interesting thing. And they've got... Everything is already set on a certain path, so everything's on its own set of logic. So you have dragons that are doing things in other parts of the world that you can't see. And when you... get to that part, they're doing that. So the dragons, the creatures, the NPCs, the enemies, they all have their own set of logic, so they're all doing something
Can you
else.
Imagine the CPU power that's going into that.
Well, I think there's some kind of, I'm sure there's some kind of crazy formula for this where it's not actually doing that, but it's setting it up almost a prediction pattern, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's that?
So, anyways, it's something completely different than what they've done before. So,
yeah.
I'm pretty interested in that because it means that I'm going to play it once, and then when I finally get my account back, I'll play it again, and it'll be different.
Yeah, have you heard anything about that?
No, I called them today, and they're supposed to call me within 24 hours.
Yeah, supposed to.
Yeah, I got pretty ugly about it.
I bet.
I said a lot of things that I can't see in the store.
It's been how long now?
75 days.
75 days.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Scott and I would like to point out the amount of really hot chicks that have come out here for Elder Scrolls. That's what we're talking about off mic. Sorry.
Okay.
And apparently him and Holly were talking about
it
through
you
text
mentioned?
Message.
Yeah, the one you mentioned.
The one down there in the blue.
Kind of reminds me of a cat.
She looks cute, man.
I can't see anybody.
I can't. Well, I have my back turned to everybody, so.
RPG girls.
Yeah. So anyways, video games, guys.
Yeah.
Focus.
Sorry,
hey,
it's so much
whose
easier.
Whose idea was it to drag our ass out
Visions
in the public?
Visions of Skyrim and keep dancing around my ass. You want to go to Nord Country? Okay, anyways.
You realize
so,
that everybody that's here might just listen to this later, right?
I don't care. I'll be long gone by then.
That's true.
At my apartment.
You're ridiculous.
Second window to the left.
I love that.
Find me. So, okay.
That is so wrong.
Let's talk about, we got about 29 minutes here. Let's talk a little bit about our appeal towards games like Elder Scrolls. And I like to sum it up with this when I do talk to somebody about it, and that is that when you take a game like Morrowind, Oblivion, Fallout 3, and even Skyrim, stuff like this, large, massive worlds at your fingertips where you just, you know, go in and you just immerse yourself in it. And it's not just, you know, hey, here's a path I'm going to walk down and kill this guy. No, it's like, hey, here's 50 different paths I can take.
Oh, Trent, look,
that lead everywhere. Yeah, I see the flaming hands. That's pretty cool.
Burning hands.
Sorry, guys.
I hate you
guys.
Justin
and Holly.
Dude, get up and go look for a second.
I can see it.
It
looks great.
Dude, seriously, get up and go look. It's awesome.
You think if his hands were on fire, he'd be wiggling his fingers. Oh, he is moving his fingers. Okay.
That's awesome.
Anyways.
It's kind of like Freddy Krueger just showed up.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's just all of that.
Oh, wow.
Those are the specialized right there.
Yeah.
Those are huge boxes. One of those is for me, right?
Wow.
Yeah, we got like...
Yeah, just keep walking.
That is
enormous. Store got like 30 of those. It's ridiculous.
I'm waiting until they
Dude,
get
seriously,
down to
price. Dude, seriously, the motorcycle helmet I have came in a box about that same size.
Well, the statue is actually, I heard, pretty decent size. Plus, it's got the map in there and all that stuff, which I actually kind of wanted more for the map than anything, so... But I'm going to wait till they go about half price. I ain't spending $150 on it. So
yeah.
But just like with the Batman, the new one, I bought the first Batman Arkham City at half the cost.
They
like
both look the exact same, though.
Yeah. Well, no, the one comes inside the bat case thing. It has the Batarang. And then the new one has the Batman statue. So I'm waiting until that
I've
one.
Seen both of the Batman statues because there was one for Arkham Asylum, too. And it looked the exact same as Arkham City.
Oh, that's fine. But I'm talking about with the new Arkham City. So I'm waiting until that goes half off. So
yeah.
Wow,
she's back with a monster drink.
That is huge.
That thing is bigger than you.
it's at least close.
That's like the size of a Bacta tank, just so you know.
Yeah.
I think Scott knows what a Bacta tank is.
Yeah,
it's like it's like a 40.
I resent the fact that I do know what it is, and I'm disappointed.
Let's give Holly one chance to guess it. Holly,
I have no idea.
A Bacta tank?
Star Wars.
When the real Star Wars, Holly.
Yeah, the real stuff, not Clone Wars.
Okay, here's where it's going to get sad, and this is why I don't get laid. When the Wampa attacked Luke and
I thought it was the
herpes. Escaped. When he was rescued, they put him in that big old tank of water. He's just
floating around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a Bacta tank.
Bacteria called the Bacta tank.
Yeah, yeah. That were more interesting than anybody else.
Only for
I find
right
that
now.
Hard to believe at times when I see guys wearing some really nice hats.
I think really nice hats, huh?
I think people who wear hats are very interesting, except for the one in the blue hat over there that just looks like shit. Yeah, the Brahms hat. Thank you. That's what that is. I knew there was something weird about it.
Tell me that's not
your
brother.
He smells like
chocolate syrup and French fries. It's not a good mix.
Before I came here.
Here, put her on mic. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't hear unless it's through mic. So
I said before I came here, mm-hmm. I was at work, and guess where I worked? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Brahms.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't talking about you, but I don't believe you anyway, so it's...
That's a PR fail right there.
I don't believe her
anyway.
Well,
it's because he talks smack and doesn't ever think about it beforehand.
No.
I'm not certain people
that
we know.
That's why you and Beans get along.
I don't get along with Beans at all. Oh, shit, he listens to this. No, just kidding, anyway.
So, I plan to stay up with this and play Skyrim.
Take more of our cookies. They're full of sugar. That's what they are.
That's
we call them Skyrim biscuits.
No, we call them dragon biscuits.
Dragon biscuits.
Yeah, okay, dragon
that's
biscuits.
Yeah, that's what.
He's not kidding.
I still like Dragon Whispers. It sounds like a sex shop.
Seriously, Dragon.
Well, that was Dragon Snickers.
Snickers. Welcome
to Dragon Snickers.
Yeah, it was Snickers.
I guess I'm the cookie guy now.
Yeah,
Siri.
Yeah, since your friend isn't here.
Justin's a cookie man.
So, there she goes, cookies.
Ellery's like, hey, food.
Yeah.
Just gonna set it up here.
Do we want to bait guys into this too? Or?
You would.
You know, the person who brings it up is most likely the one that secretly really wants it.
Do what?
Nothing. Let's go ahead and carry on. So, you got these worlds, that just immersive worlds, you know. Give me one of those damn things. All right, fine.
I'll eat one too, Jesus.
All right. But yeah, it's just having access.
This, however, is at least proof that we're not actually putting them. Well, no, I would roofie myself. Never mind.
Dude, I'm ready to roll, man.
You use that more than one way.
I'm ready to see Liberace and God do it. So.
Do what? Not yet. I've been busy.
What'd she ask? I can't hear.
If we'd seen the second Hangover movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I keep meaning to because I want to see
Zach Galifianakis.
No, it's whoever.
He's John.
Who makes a cameo in it? I forgot.
Shit, who
Mike
does?
Mike Tyson.
That was the first.
No, he was the first one.
He's in the second one too.
Oh, he is again.
He is in the second one. There's somebody else, but I don't remember who makes. Okay, who did the celebrity cameo in the second one? Because it was Mike Tyson, but there was somebody else. And I can't remember who it was. She's working on it.
It was a Khajiit. It was a Khajiit. No, well, he was in the first one, too, but I actually like him a lot, yeah. Is he in Skyrim?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, you had that conversation with her. So, actually, this is a more interesting conversation. I can't remember who it was in The Hangover 2.
Yeah, there was somebody else, and of course,
For everybody that's a new listener, though, I mean, we get derailed all the time, so this is nothing new.
Yeah, I was going to say, this happens all the damn time. I'm amazed we've held it together this long tonight.
We tried to stay on topic for an hour and a half.
For what it's
really
worth,
hard.
Though, for what it's worth, it's picking up in here pretty good.
Well, we got 23 minutes here.
And, oh, the burning hands again.
It looks staring like staring at the ground.
I was going to say they're going to set fire to a plank.
Be careful. He's just lighting a cigar.
Well, whoever's playing is definitely a pyro.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, I mean, honestly, if you got, like, hands of fire and you can go lunge around like that shit, seriously.
Like that. It's a little... Oh, that explains it. Yeah. Yeah,
he's gonna say he's like he's gonna go attack the ceiling. Oh nope, nope. He's just gonna go lunge at stuff.
He's like, do I get points for burning NPCs? These people. He's like, this guy's trying to sell me armor. What a
Oh god, he just set somebody on fire with it.
He set stairs on fire too.
No, he's well, yeah, but he's getting people in there too.
Nice.
I hope they're actually supposed to catch fire.
I hope his mom's watching this. And
good lord, who was that?
This is what it's like every time you play video games with Scott. It's like it's a new experience.
Oh, God.
Every time.
Borderlands with him is like a stalemate, because every time you go off and you run up against 20
he's
guys.
He's got so much ADD. It's like he sees something and it just glistens out there.
For every one guy he kills, he spends an equal minute going through his inventory to make sure that he doesn't have a better gun than what they dropped. It's fucking ridiculous.
Okay, now that
man.
Much is a true story. I will triple check my damn inventory on any game.
And you're sitting there going like, dude, I'm ready. And he's like, just give me a minute. Then when you finally come back, it's like, okay, I'm ready. You're like, it's done.
But, you know,
I
to be fair,
mission.
If I found good loot, I would hand that out to other people. Like, remember that incendiary SMG that
isn't
I got?
That how you got your account hacked?
No, that was some idiot tool in London who thought he was clever and gave me a gun that he promised wasn't hacked.
Yeah. When they promise you it's not hacked.
Yeah, they promise, Scott.
Well, he was actually connected to people that I trusted, and that was a mistake.
The mafia.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah. The Borderland Mafia.
Those cookies are
That's
really good.
That's how all good heists start.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? The cookies are excellent.
Dude, nothing really is like going to top that Modern
cookies,
Warfare
those are
heist.
Delicious.
Yeah, I'm not too big on
Seriously,
cookies.
Seriously, crashed into the truck and then tear gassed the cab?
Yeah.
Well, so they can go steal video games.
Well, I'm pretty sure they were selling them. They weren't just like... It's not like you just because you have more of it,
well,
you can play
I mean,
more of it, you know?
Well, I know, but I mean, you know they kept a few for their themselves and their buddies.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but,
they kept,
know,
like, 20 for themselves.
Whenever there was a wreck, was there some guy go, sacre bleu!
Yeah, I don't...
He was French, you know. Okay.
We should...
Wait, question.
Okay.
I was just going to ask you, why do you get the big fancy mic?
Actually, I was talking about that when we were setting up, and I said that he always has to have the tallest one out of everybody's, and I think it's symbolic of something that's
she
very
asked,
small.
She asked why he had the big mic,
it's
by
very
the way.
Small.
That's because he had the most money at the time we were buying mics.
Yeah, what it amounted to was...
Nah. Actually, really. if we're gonna do a flopping contest
the
here,
why?
We can do a flopping on the table contest here. You want to do that?
I'd see these turn up.
I'll flop
see,
it out right
see,
now.
You want to see Scott and I do a flop contest here?
Cool. I really don't want to see
here.
Either of you.
Spare cash. They wanted me to come on and become part of the show and to prove I was taking it seriously. I spent an unnecessary amount of money that I really probably should.
You want to know why? This is from when I used to be in a band and tour. And that's brand new. That's never been on
when
a stage.
Tour,
there you go. That's the end
of
the big flop contest.
A times, so. But it counts, I guess.
Yeah, but that's the big flop contest.
Not really.
Yes.
And I'm the one that just silently doesn't talk about his band experience. So.
Exactly. So, and then
and
Holly
I was never in a band.
I was going to say
she was
on
stage, but not on a microphone.
She didn't talk.
We're like, going, hey, yeah.
It's called band.
This one's all battle damage because I spent more time being more awesome than him. Screw him. He sucks.
Him.
I'm the cool guy.
I don't even listen to him. So
as we get into this.
Yeah, he's the cool one wearing a yin yang necklace from 1992.
You can't even pronounce it, you fag. Keep going.
All right, Corey Haim.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Nice. So since we can't curse at each other.
Yeah.
Wait, wait. Homo.
You all can't right. say that.
Butt pylon.
That was good. I like that.
Thank you.
Sadly, this always happens.
I have a stack with one word and another word, and I just match the two together at random. So, kind of my butt
See,
pylon.
See, like the jokes will then die because he has to try and embellish.
No, that was actually fun.
Not really. Continue.
So.
Ball.
We've gotten way off track here.
Yeah,
he's
we
horny.
Have.
What? He's horny. Anyway, so he's horny for Skyrim.
Wow.
So, Elder Scrolls. So, yeah.
Damn.
Let's keep going here. So, she's going to sit down and join us. All right.
We should have brought more mics.
We have another mic.
You know, I wondered about that, but it was too late.
Okay.
Well, just like a shotgun mic.
Shotgun
that doesn't
mic.
Help
shotgun
us.
Shotgun mic. So.
Yeah, really, just drop the thing in the room.
Okay, did you buy the special edition or the standard?
The standard.
Lean it towards her.
Sorry, is there much more distance on that cord?
The standard.
No, there's not too much distance. Okay, standard. What dissuaded you from buying the special edition? Just the cost?
Yeah, the cost.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Well, how much is that?
It's $150.
$149.99.
Yeah, that'll totally do it.
The strategy guides are expensive too, though. Like the normal strategy guide is $26.99, and then the special edition is $39.99.
It's like a Harry Potter novel. That just made a really loud pop sound, Scott. Yeah.
I actually finished paying off my brother's for his birthday.
Oh, nice. There you go. There you go.
That is cool.
Now, see, that's a family member who cares. So they buy kick-ass stuff for their other family. You know what I got for my sister for Christmas and birthdays?
I bought my brother a 360.
Yeah, see? What is it with my family? See, they're all jerks.
I'm an only child. Really, I got nothing.
My brother's a bro, though, so he didn't even, like, he used it for Halo. Like,
it's bro.
They just play Halo and Modern Warfare 3.
See, an axe-wearing bro?
Yeah.
He was like, hey, you want to come over and play some Call of Duty and drink some Smirnoff Twisted?
Yeah, pretty much.
So are we going to like try to grab other people involved in this?
I don't know. Do we want to hire her for right now?
Yeah.
We want to make her our...
Way to go make that awkward sound.
We'll watch your monster.
Nope,
okay.
She just quit.
She's run off to do something. I was going to say...
trying to grab some people.
Because Vic didn't show up, and we could easily just...
Well, I'm sure Vic will show up here in like 30 minutes.
You know what? Let's just take these cookies and just start throwing them.
Holly, you're very personable.
I am not.
Do you want to run out there with the cookies and be like, you want the cookies?
Yes, you want some cookies?
Yeah, no. You want to do that?
No, I don't.
You want to go pass them out the crowd?
Nah.
Yeah, go for it, Holly.
No, I don't want to.
I'm sorry, but I'm promoting you to cookie passer, so...
I don't want that promotion.
I was going to say, she respectfully declines.
Get out of the chair.
Does it pay more?
About what you make now? Yes.
No.
Your payment is the joy you bring to everyone's hearts.
She likes hiding back in the corner.
Yes, I do.
You're like a troll. Get out there and pass out cookies.
No.
Who wants to see Holly pass out cookies?
No one.
See, they're raising their hands. Go.
I don't
really
see it.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone.
That guy, he was reaching for something on the top shelf, but it looked like he was raising his hand. So just go. Just go.
We are confusing the shit out of people for just sitting here and like hanging out in the corner with all this bullshit.
I know. It's like, wow. Well, was that when we pulled up? And
okay, the dude with the knit cap, his girlfriend is over there, and they're like talking about us, but they keep kind of going...
Well, what's funny is when we pulled up and we were pulling the stuff out of the back of the car.
Well, I asked you if you wanted to move this, and you just set us up in like the hidden corner.
Well, no, that's the thing is we did move that. We pushed that over. I don't want to. This is not my store.
I mean,
not
my
place.
To be fair, we picked the right corner because nobody wants these games here.
No. Yeah. We're in the Wii section. Anyway,
There's Green Lantern over there.
I originally wanted to set up all the way up there, but that's where the demo station is, so I couldn't do that. And I can't set up over there because that's where the line is, so I had to set up over here. So, right now, we got about 15 minutes or so until the actual... launch, about 16 minutes actually.
And
we'll probably be wrapping it up here pretty soon.
Say,
actually.
Considering this is not a major, major city, and we do have several of these stores around town that
I haven't even seen. Hey, Holly, will you at least go and look towards the door and see if there's people outside so we can get a rough estimate of how many people there are in here?
It's getting a little cramped.
Because there's about 10.
Well, I'm sure 20, people can, 30, I'm sure you can hear the roar 50, in the headphones, 60, can't you?
It's about 60 or 75 people. I would imagine. I can't see what's beyond the checkout stand because there's stuff in my way, but if it's as full as it is over here, there's about 75 people throughout here, and if there's more outside, it'd be close to 100.
That's a fairly decent-sized release.
Pretty healthy turnout. And that's just for this one store in this very big town that has quite a number of people who are doing midnight releases for Skyrim.
No, they're all inside.
Oh, they're all inside, so there's about 75 people in here, I guess. So
that's not too bad for... a store that doesn't get as... I mean, it's kind of on the outskirts, too.
It's on the fringes.
It's on the fringes of...
fringes.
Modern society.
Modern society. You had to throw modern in there, didn't you?
Well, because everybody thinks we drive in wagons around here anyway.
We don't.
No, that is true.
I just take a horse everywhere.
Do you?
Yeah, I was about to say, I hope you know that.
Well, to be fair, though, that's because you're trying to go green.
It's true.
As opposed to what?
Going brown?
Wow.
I was sorry, I was not going to say anything. I was just going to give you a look like, don't.
I didn't go anywhere further.
You should have said purple.
I didn't go any further.
Should have said purple.
I didn't go any further.
Purple.
But then you just left it open.
Yeah.
I did, because I wasn't going to say anything,
and then he said something.
I just wanted
and I
to
laughed.
See the pained look on Trent's face as he knew that he couldn't say anything to that.
No, I was like, why did you say that? That was the look on my face. Like, you jacket.
I like that. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
As you haven't said anything worse already.
Like, there's a Black Panther behind you.
That would have been great.
That would have been great. Anyways. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going with that.
Okay, if you're going to sit there and try to make that joke, others out of the camera. Hmm?
Realize that there's nobody's hearing anything at this
point. Sorry, Scott and I are girl watching. We're
Can you just pay attention to
her?
Let me point out, I'm pretty sure she's probably about 19. So, I mean, you can go for that.
Because you've done it before. I ain't going. Oh,
he's almost as old as Jesus was when he died.
Yeah, actually. And there's my big plan. I want to join the 33 club. Anyway, so either way, though. Okay, so this is where we're at. Skyrim's about to be released here in about 13, 14 minutes. We're starting to attack each other personally. You know it's coming to the end of the show because shortly after that comes the fist fights.
Well, it's also that
and the sleepless nights crying in bed alone,
and the urine filled balloons that we throw at each other.
Oh, I love those. Wait, what?
Well, you didn't like it when I swapped that one out for kerosene. He was running away from me as fast as he could.
So I mean,
well, you're a chronic smoker. What am I supposed to think?
To be fair, we have a really limited time on this podcast.
The cookies are almost gone over there. I am so excited.
Are you?
What is with you?
We should go fill the plate up.
He wants to go fill the plate up. About that.
Holly, Justin.
I don't have a food handler's permit.
We made her go up there. So do one of you guys want to go? Okay, you want to go?
I'll go fill
the plate. Let them know they're chocolate chip this time, not sugar cookie.
These are all chocolate chip.
I love how you just got so excited about it. Like, my thing is popular. My thing is popular.
Well, you know how much I love cooking, and I just love to see people, you know.
No, I do understand.
It's like when I had the housewarming party. Yeah, I know, but we had the housewarming party. I made that.
He just walks behind the counter.
The avocado pizza and the
well, yeah, I mean, so
chicken,
you're trying to work your way through the crowd.
Chicken spiral noodle.
When you're like his size.
Yeah, that's true. It's like Dr. Robotnik pushing through a field of anyway, sorry, Justin.
Wow.
For those of you out there, Justin is very. If he had Elton John glasses, he would look like Dr. Robotnik. Also, I sent him over there so that he could talk to that redhead chick because it's about time Justin got himself a girlfriend.
You guys are awful.
I have motives.
You had a plan.
Give me five.
Well done, sir. Well done.
So, did you talk to the redhead?
Say what?
Did you talk to the redhead?
I gave her some cookies.
I bet you did.
Is that a euphemism? That was my whole plan.
Is
for
that a metaphor for cookies?
That was my plan for you going out there, was to talk to the redhead.
Oh, I was just making it known there was cookies.
Ah,
you know, she's taller than him, right?
She's taller than him?
Well, everybody knows I'm a hobbit.
Not to me.
No, actually, there was one earlier.
We're not that much shorter.
No, Holly saw it. There was actually a guy that looked like Frodo with glasses. Earlier.
Really? I didn't see that.
It was awesome. Oh, he's already gone.
Oh, he's gone. He didn't wait to get Skyrim.
He's actually gone. He's
hiding somewhere in the crowd.
No, it was actually kind of cool. I was like, wow.
About belt height.
Man, Halloween is awesome. Yeah, and easy for him.
No, I actually have a buddy of mine that knows Elijah Wood. The guy that was supposed to be passing out cookies.
Oh, yeah, Vic.
Yeah, that's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he only knows Elijah Wood as opposed to having worked with him.
No, he comes in town here every now and then to hang out with him like a couple times a year.
You should bring him out of the apartment so I can introduce him to the end of a stick. No offense to Elijah Wood, but total offense to Elijah Wood.
Why you got to be hating on Elijah Wood?
I hate Elijah Wood.
I like the new show. I only saw the first episode, but it was still kind of funny.
Oh, that Wilfred? Wilfred?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to be back again.
Right on.
So are we wrapping this up, or what are we doing here?
We got 8.5 minutes.
8.5 minutes to be jackasses.
Well,
yeah, because apparently we're not going to engage anybody except this one chick.
Well, see, I'm cutting it. Well, they're all forming their line. If you haven't, most of the time when they do sales in here, there is no line this early.
Well, we also
these people erected
a wall behind us.
Yes, but these people are ready to go. They're already in a line at the register. Usually they have to get them into a line 5 minutes before it's released. But these guys are ready to go. So everybody's like, I'm not getting out of line.
Okay, what about the dude with the trilby?
Hat. Scott, you realize that we have it posted all over our website here, and then you're going to sit here and make fun of the people that might be listening to us?
I'm not making fun of them. I'm just like, how often do you see a trilby hat on anybody these days? That's actually
fair enough.
Kind of
tricky.
What that is.
It's think of a fedora, but the shorter brim.
All right, fashion Hitler.
Looking.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, my granddad used to wear them.
Okay. The conquistador clothing here. Let's go ahead and...
I like that.
Before, okay, so hopes and expectations. Now, there's supposed to be over close to 300 hours of content.
I've heard more like 150 to 200.
I've heard for full 100% exploration, do everything. And that includes missions that might get canceled out because of something you did. So to get them all, it's supposed to be somewhere around 300, 250
to
300.
I heard from a dude whose buddy was friends with a guy that
it was
a
under
thousand.
A tractor when somebody was talking. So.
Right.
But no, because there's quests that cancel each other out because if you do something differently.
So you got to play it more than once, try and
it's kind of to
up.
Do everything the right way to get everything. It's the
Does it really count when you have
hours.
To go back through neutral missions
in order to
get to the ones that get canceled out?
No. I just mean to do it the right way, the right story arc.
So I wonder if that's New Game Plus, though.
No idea. But they did say with the DLCs.
I don't remember there being New Game Plus in the old games.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a pretty new idea.
Yeah, it's a new idea.
They've kind of stuck to the old formula. They just keep enhancing it.
Yeah. But the DLCs are supposed to counter out to a good portion of time as well once they start putting the DLCs out.
What happens
out.
When the formula gets old? It gets enhancement.
Yes. It gets incited.
Like Scott.
And you smile a lot. Yeah. Anyways.
Those ads are so creepy but funny at the same time.
Yeah. Anyways. So, overall, when DLCs come out, how long do you think?
Well, from everything I've read so far, just from some of the press announcements, they're going to spend a little bit more time on the DLCs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably looking at about an average of like 15 to 20 hours a pop, which is not bad. It just depends on what their price point is. If it's 10 or 15 bucks, that's a pretty good price band. If they do anything more than that, then they're going to be really stretching it. Like, that's my one piss off with BioWare.
Yeah.
Is with Dragon Age, the first expansion they did for that.
Awakenings.
Awakenings was 40 bucks.
Yeah.
And that was about a 20-hour game. So, expansion.
Well, see, I heard different. I heard somebody said they spent 30 hours in it.
That'd be stretching it. Yeah. Again, that's what I'm saying. Some of the time frames I'm hearing for Oblivion, I think, are generous. But I think 150 hours is a lot of gameplay. Yeah. I think 100 hours is a lot of gameplay. I think 50 hours is a lot of gameplay.
Well, what I'm hoping for with the DLCs is that they will cost about the price of Fallout DLCs. About 800 points would be nice. 1,200 I can see as well. So.
Well, the real thing that I'm really excited about, aside from the dual wielding and the magic in one hand, the weapon in the other hand, kind of like the plasmids from Bioshock, is I'm interested in the dragon shouts, and I want to see what that actually ends up doing, because you find a scroll that has a dragon shout on it, and you go beat that dragon, and then you get that ability. So whether it be like a force push or like some kind of ice power or whatever, it's going to be something kind of like that.
Well, there's that one guy used in that video that actually called the storm, and that storm
he called a full thunderstorm.
Wait, and where was this again?
This was in
Skyrim.
Okay,
and he's on top of a tower fighting a dragon, and he calls out this dragon shout that basically, as far as you can see, on top of this tower. The entire sky just darkens, and it's all like real-time storm activity. Just electrocutes the hell this dragon.
Okay, see, now that's totally worth it just for that right there.
Not cinematic gameplay. Total gameplay.
Yeah, it's just the whole randomness
of it. If I had the money, the game would be worth it just for that one moment.
Well, you can go watch it online.
So. Well, I'm waiting for someone to get that far, but instead
they've
gone idle over there. They've gone idle. The camera still has the spinning thing when you go idle.
Yeah.
Just so, a spoiler alert.
Yeah, big spoiler.
Yeah, so if you stay idle, it will spin around your character so you can check out your hot armor. So,
well, I mean, if
it looks like he's got ram horns going on.
Well, Scott,
yeah, probably does.
If you're really bored, we can you can come over and drink some beer and watch us play.
I can't. I still have that 600-page research paper stuff to do.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you're looking forward to.
Just the new engine, the new quest system, like I was talking about earlier.
Yep.
With the dynamic quests, I'm looking forward to the new dragon powers.
I enjoy the new dialogue tree. The way it comes out the side, that looks great.
It looks a little bit more
streamlined.
BioWare.
Yeah, very streamlined BioWare. But anyways, okay. Well, I'm excited. You're excited. You and I have it pre-ordered. Holly, you're skipping tonight.
I'm gonna end up getting it.
You are tonight.
Yeah.
Sweet! We have a convert.
I love that. She just like rolls her eyes. She's
Like I said, like I've told you guys before, I only played like 3-4 hours of Oblivion, and I didn't really get that into it. But
you got to get into the side.
You should have started with Morrowind anyway.
Yeah, this one just looks a lot better. So
Scott, Are you eventually going to check it out?
If I have the opportunity, but,
opportunity.
You know,
well,
it's going to depend on class time, because we actually have an assignment over Christmas break, it turns out.
That's dumb.
Wait, let's not have fun?
Apparently not. If he pulls that, I will kill the man.
I'm in college, and they do that.
Because
they do that in college, and I get so pissed off.
He said that there was something that we were supposed to be working on break. He said it's not going to be that bad, but it's just going to be some work. I'm going, if he does that, I swear to God.
Ask your minion over there what she's looking forward to the most.
Okay.
I love that. Then we're going to wrap this up.
You're now my minion. So, minion, what on this game are you looking forward to the most?
Killing. Death.
Killing people.
Nice. Are you one of those people that kills merchants?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not even the tailor shop?
No.
I always wipe out the tailor shops. Like, I don't need a blouse. You're dead.
But now that you said it, I might.
See, there you go. I started a fad.
Thinking about it now.
Yeah. They're pointless. You don't need them. Unless you want to look nice. You know, but you're wearing armor. You don't need blouses and slippers.
Yeah, I don't want to look nice. I want to look badass.
Yeah, who wants elegant slippers on their armor?
I do. Well,
Scott might want a cape.
Yeah, he might want a cape. That's true.
I'll just get it off a guy I murdered.
He said he'd get off a guy I murdered. Yeah, I bet he murdered him for it.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up.
30 minutes going through the inventory list.
Because we are a minute away from my alarm going off, which puts us about
5 till.
Yeah, about 5 till, so that gives us a chance so we can get out of here in time for them to be able to get out of here and go home.
Say they need to get some fresh air.
Because they're having a long night. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. This is our very first live recording.
Yes, it is.
And it's been fun.
Well, live for us.
Well,
I mean, in public. If you're going to be Skyrimmed, you got to do it in
public.
You
got to do it right.
You got to do it in public.
Should we ask that one?
The rimming hour is approaching.
Sir, what are your feelings on getting Skyrimmed in public?
Wait, what?
I think you just committed a crime, Scott. Wait, how old are you?
It's good.
How old are you?
There it goes.
How? 18.
Okay, it's not a crime. Never mind. Okay, just making sure. Just making sure.
It's like barely, but yeah, we're all right.
It's like just in case the cops show up, I can point.
Like,
Scott's. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not the creepy purr talking to 16-year-olds about Skyrimmins.
You know you wanted to go
I just showed them pictures, which I click we burned afterwards. Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and jump off here and get packed up. Holly, you're gonna hop along, Holly, into line for us while we do this?
There's really no point to stand in line.
Yeah, you just want to wait until it clears out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
I think we ought to do that, just to be fair.
Yeah, just to be fair. So we're going to do that. We're going to tear down and then wait until everybody's out here to move this stuff out. But we want to thank you guys for listening, and we will be back to our normal schedule
next week.
I don't know. Skyrim, man.
Okay.
I think we should take a week, unless, you're picking the game. Hey, Scott, do you want to do the gauntlet by yourself?
Literally.
Because
like anyway.
If it's you, horse riding. Oh,
I'm probably going to be busy with my, all my apartment stuff anyway. So.
Okay. So, Scott.
I love how you just went all ADD on
horse riding. What he did is he just pulled a scroll maneuver on you.
Yeah. Well, it was showing the horse ride mechanic. So.
Mechanics. Yeah.
No, that was awesome.
Horse mechanics. That's a
what?
Famous quote there.
Two minutes.
So we probably ought to whip this up.
Yep.
We got a deuce. We got a deuce of minutes here. So
you get a deuce before you get Skyrimmed in public.
Yeah.
Hey.
So we're going to jump off and we want to skip Gauntlet this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Scott, will you maybe be on?
I might just do Team Fortress on Steam if my account hasn't been hacked.
Okay. Well, Scott will post it on the website and on Facebook.
Yes. Yep. That's what he will be doing, Mr. Scotticus Aurelius. That's his actual name.
Well, Artisan 002.
I know. But we are going to go ahead and jump off. We're going to be playing some Skyrim. We want to throw some shout-outs to our favorite friends. We got the TV.
We got. Let me go. I know.
You want to? You go for it.
Okay. So you got bmfcast.com. They do movies. You have thedynamicsoundtrack.com, which is video game music. You also have thecarouselpodcast.com, which is done by John and sometimes Scott. You also have noquarters.net, which does video games on a monthly basis. Same guys from BMF. You have extraplay.info, which does a lot of our stuff.
Yeah.
Video game movies. And then last but not least, you have TBGP.TV. They do good things.
And they have soft t-shirts.
Yes, and they do have soft t-shirts.
Oh my God, yes. Always with the t-shirts.
That's right. The comfiest damn t-shirts I own, thanks to them.
It is really comfy.
So we are wrapping up.
Yep. Yes.
See you guys later.
And listen for a long episode next week.
All right.
All right, later.